been 40 years since the formation of one of our most iconic bands, Herb's Songs of Freedom, is a new film looking at the creation and success of the pioneering Pacific reggae band. It had its roots in the social activism of the time.
It was up at Dashing Point that I learned the power of music. We were up there through the sun, the rain and the cold.
No one's ever going to know what it's taken you to keep this band together for 40 years.
There's lots of hurt and pain.
We fought, we cried, basically, family.
He was like my big brother.
Because that's how I think of him too, I suppose.
That was pretty messy, that one.
Yeah, if that music's got you in the mood, by the way, I'm going to do Long Ago as our great album in a few minutes' time. The film is directed by Te Arepa Kahi, and he's in the studio to tell us more about it. Hi, kia ora.
Kia ora.
How did you get involved in this project?
We'd just finished Poirier, yeah. And then a good friend who I made that film with by the name of Dick Reed was a good friend of Dilworth and Tamarenata. And Poirier was a big celebration of a community, and it went off and had a lot of fun making it. And then Dick started up the conversation with the Doys.
Yeah.
How's about a film, boys? And sort of turned up. Gave my best shot and said, Dilworth, please, please, please. Got on my knees, basically.
Yeah.
And because it's such an exciting story, because the music is iconic and there's a lot to learn and love about these men.
Yeah, a great band, but is there a story there?
You wait, Jesse, you wait.
It's centred around a reunion, right?
I think...
Just had a look at the trailer, it seems to be that the reunion is a big part of the story.
Yes. So 40 years, it's a big birthday party and everyone's invited.
Mm-hmm.
So what sort of story do you tell when you're trying to be a responsible storyteller? We look at the genesis of the band, but ultimately, and create opportunities for these men to pick up their guitar and be in the room with each other once again, mm-hmm. and then perform for their whānau and friends. And so there's a lot of insight into these men, the chemistry, the toll, as well as the uplifting spirit that occupies all of their music.
What made Herb special?
I don't know about you, but when I was growing up and attending the Papanui Library and watched, that's basically where I watched Lord of the Rings, I remember it on VHS, so we'd go to the library. There was a lot of functions there. Watching movies was one of them.
Yeah.
But I didn't really see myself growing up then. I didn't hear myself. Uh-huh. I didn't see that reflection coming back through the pipeline on the TV and the radio. And then all of a sudden, one day, Herb's got together. And where are these guys from? They're from Bastion Point. They're from Tonga. They're from Samoa. They're from the Cook Islands. They're from the North Shore. And this group of young men got together and they wrote these songs of which inspired all this change. Tony Whanuti, one of the great New Zealand lyricists, well, his brother was Dawn Raided. Dilworth Karaka, he was one of the original occupants on Bastion Point 40 years in 1978. So he was part of the first day as well as the eviction day. So who are these guys and what have they done for us? They've done a lot.
Yeah, so real lived experiences.
Yes. Yes, they're not a young group starting out. The story is rich. There's so many hidden chapters. And so really, it's looking and appreciating these guys in the new light of day, as well as understanding all the dragons that they slayed with their big red guitars.
How did you go about assembling what you were going to put in the movie? Where did you begin? Is there much from back in those days, the 70s and the 80s?
Yes, there's images, photos, there's recordings that have never seen the light of day. So you start off on the mining expedition, and then you hope and pray and you create this little checklist, and maybe you get lucky and maybe you don't. But all the trees that we shook, actually, there's a very funny story. While we were sound mixing Poirier, getting that already, John Neal, one of the heads of the audio post department down there, said, come with me. And the reason why he'd been camped out on the couch while we were sound mixing Poirier was because he knew Delvanius, and he planted a whole lot of microphones at this gig at Victoria University. And I came with him and I sat down and he said, don't move. Then he played to me an original recording of this orientation Victoria University concert that Herb's pulled out of the bag, and he had all the original stems.
From what sort of era?
from 1986.
Wow.
And it's incredible. And so the pathway was, what was my job? It was basically just staying on the path because the pathway kept on opening itself up to me and all of us. So we've found a lot and we've recreated a little bit and then we've put on this big birthday concert.
And presumably lots of memories too from the original members.
Having these men together in the room, on stage, sharing their songs with each other, it was a very special experience. And also, it's a tough experience looking back because three men that have been an integral part of Herbs are no longer with us, but they're all in the film. So it's an opportunity also for New Zealand to sort of salute and pay tribute to these men. And of course, I'm talking about Carl Perkins, Tamarinata, and Tom Napier.
Tell me about Stevie Wonder. What part does he play in the story?
Stevie Wonder is very important because in 1981, he puts on a concert down at Western Springs. 2 years after the Bob Marley concert, Hugh Lynn's pulling all the strings, and Herbs are the opening act. So they've been putting in all their hours and hours of time, practicing, rehearsing, getting ready for the big gig. And then on the big night, of course, being Auckland, it just rains down. It's torrential. Stevie Wonder doesn't take the stage, but Herbs do. And that's one of the launch pads for our story. And we found the original tape cassette recording. Just
true.
A little bootleg copy made off the side of the stage.
Was anyone there that night? Please send me a message and tell me what you can remember about it. 2101 is the text number. Oh, I'm not even logged into the text. Apologies if anyone's been getting in touch and I haven't replied to you. 2101 or jesse@radionz.co.nz if you were at that concert in 1981 and you were meant to see Stevie Wonder and you saw Herbs instead. They tried to convince them to come out, did they?
Many times.
Really?
You got to check out the film. It's such a good chapter.
Yeah.
But finding, of course, this tape cassette recording, it really gives you an insight into who this band was, what their sound was back in the day and how awesome they were.
Mm.
Fred Valiotto on the drums. It's a crazy percussion section of this band. And him and Spencer, Dilworth, they just go off. So I imagine it was a great night.
And an educated gentleman like you, who's possibly not old enough to remember Bastion Point, did you get a new appreciation or understanding of the power around that protest, around that event?
One of my mentors and special friends was Meta Tamita, who was asked by Bastion Point.
Funny how often her name is coming up in conversation these days.
Well, she's a good friend of Dilworth's as well and Charlie Tumahai, so it's all connected.
Yeah.
She of course, bought a camera with a number of other important filmmakers to that eviction day.
Mm.
So we know what the footage looks like. It's a very important film, Day 507. But, of course, it's only when you spend time with the people that you understand what 506 days actually looks like. So there's a lot to glean from that because the eviction day is the final day. It wasn't the final chapter of the story by any means, but we know what that looks like, and we actually found some cans of celluloid that have been sitting under someone's bed.
Wow.
That help fill out that picture, as well as understanding that this is where the Herbs music grew from.
Music was a big part of Bastion Point.
Yes it was. Alec Hawke said, you know, we were up there for 506 days and the only thing that kept us together was the music.
Other famous faces who we might see in the film? I spotted Annie Crummer.
Annie Crummer is a big part of Herbs. Moana Maniapoto is our MC on the night.
Cool.
There's a lot of good surprises, and past and present people all make important contributions to the story.
Mm. And how did they sound 40 years after they were formed?
Have to come to the film and check it out.
Yeah, I thought you might say that. Yeah,
you'll be surprised. It's a beautiful offering. It was a great concert, and the film I think is going to instill a lot of pride for a lot of New Zealanders.
Did you get to chat to Thomas Napier before he died?
Indeed. So everyone has their moment in the spotlight, and everybody does something with it. And sometimes the best thing a filmmaker can do is just get out of the way. Keep those congas there, keep their guitar in their hands. And so I guess I did my job because I got out of the way.
When can people see it?
I believe there's going to be a special announcement with the New Zealand Film Festival. So hopefully, Poor Year was the opening night film. We'll see what they do with this one.
I don't think I'm ruining this here because it's in the press release. The film will receive its world premiere at the New Zealand International Film Festival at the Civic in Auckland on August 3rd, ahead of nationwide general release August 15th.
Nice answer.
You must be stoked to have it out in the world.
Yes, yes. It's 40 years in the making.
And have you got to know the music pretty well?
I love their music. Yeah. I was weaned on their music.
Okay.